This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. All kinds of people have descended on the capital of Texas for the South by Southwest Festival, which, I should say, is really three festivals. There's a film festival, a music festival, which kicks off tomorrow, and there's South by Southwest Interactive. At that one, there are panels galore on tech topics, on the media, on fashion, on healthcare. And I also couldn't help but notice on Twitter and Instagram that South By, as it's come to be called, affords ample opportunities to sample all that Austin is known for, be that a shiner or something from a smokehouse. Ben Johnson has sampled both, I'm sure. He's the host of Marketplace Tech, and he joins us now from Austin. Hi, Ben.
Hi, David.
So I assume you've been gorging on brisket, as one does when he goes to South by Southwest, and you've been talking to a lot of festival goers. Maybe you can just give us a sense of what goes on besides barbecue eating at the South by Southwest Interactive Festival.
Well, there's a lot of barbecue eating and taco eating, David. But there have been some big things launched here, right? Like Twitter many years back, now a public company with a market cap of $30 billion or thereabouts. And, you know, there's always a long list of apps and products that are being launched at South by Interactive. Brands come down here to gain visibility among a really large media audience, actors, venture capitalists, music fans. But what South by really is, at least the interactive portion, David, it's kind of an exchange of ideas and a lot of talking. It's not where you go to see a new phone released, but a lot of that talking actually points to what's next.
So what are some of the ideas that are getting a lot of play this year? As you've been talking to people, what are they talking about?
Well, privacy is, as you might imagine, David, big this year. There are, of course, a lot of parties happening with some kind of virtual reality setup. Drones is, again, a big topic this year, David. There's even a robot petting zoo that I went to yesterday that was kind of interesting. But one big idea this year is bionics, and more broadly, when and how our bodies will actually merge with technology. There was an event on wearable drones, for instance, and whether we're talking about prosthetic devices for wounded soldiers or people who might someday choose to actually replace a body part with something synthetic, you know, think of instead of LASIK surgery, you get a whole new eyeball that's part machine, for instance. Bionics is actually a really big topic this year.
That sounds really fascinating, but it also sounds very out there, Ben.
Yeah, it is out there, and also, by some measures, it isn't. One of the festival's biggest events in the Convention Center's largest exhibit hall was a conversation with Hugh Herr. He's at the MIT Media Lab Center for Extreme Bionics. And David, you know that saying, I'm not just the president, I'm also a customer. You know that one?
I do, yes.
Herr, who we caught at one of South By's many nighttime parties, is actually himself benefiting from this kind of technology.
I'm sporting the world's first powered ankle foot prosthesis. It's called the Biome. 50% of the market is here in the U.S., the world market. There's about 80,000 persons a year that would be appropriate for them to use this type of prosthesis.
So, David, this stuff is far off for the regular consumer, right? But some would say not by much, and the discussions people are having around the topic of bionics, they're being heard here by CEOs, investors, academics, future entrepreneurs, maybe. The more those discussions happen, they get closer to reality.
Marketplace Tech's Ben Johnson. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.